Back when South by Southwest announced it was canceling its mid-March Austin festivals, the risk of coronavirus spread still seemed rather distant somehow. Of course, that's no longer the case. The festivals have a huge economic impact on the Texas capital city and have become a big part of how Austin defines itself. So cancellation was a big deal, to be sure, and it was also a huge letdown to the many who hoped to find their big break being showcased in the fest. But now there's some renewed hope for some filmmakers because, like many other things in this new normal, part of the festival has moved to a virtual venue. Janet Pearson is director of film at South by Southwest. Janet, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you. I always love being here.
There's an opportunity now to see some of the films that would have been featured at South by Southwest. Tell us a little bit more about how that's happening, and can anyone take part, or do you need one of the fancy tickets?
Well, what's so great about this program is that anybody who has an Amazon account can watch the films. It's in front of the paywall, so you don't have to pay to see the films, and you don't have to pay to be an Amazon Prime member. You just have to have any kind of Amazon account. It's an opt-in program. It is not the entire South by Southwest 2020 program that we're about to present. We had, 135 features and 120 shorts over the course of 10 days. This is a much smaller sampling, but it's a wonderful, diverse sampling of feature, episodic premieres, and short films that everybody can see starting Monday, April 27th through May 6th. And we've also produced some ancillary Q&As and panel events if you want to kind of dive into a little deeper.
Boy, that does sound like a virtual South by Southwest film festival. It must have been pretty challenging to put together, though.
Well, you know, what was interesting, when the event was canceled by the city a week before we were going on, and we're in go mode all year long, you know, and it starts ramping up at Labor Day for real, and it just kind of ramps up higher and higher. You know, there was a lot of momentum, and we knew all the filmmakers who trust us and want to premiere with us, there's a lot at stake. You know, this is a launch for them. It can affect their entire lives and careers. And so the minute we were canceled, we were grateful on the one hand that the health concerns were going to be, you know, diminished or allayed for the city. But then we thought, what about all these filmmakers? What could we do for them? And then Amazon came to us with this idea to invite all the films to participate in front of the paywall for this 10-day event. And it's interesting because a lot of the films that already had other streaming relationships, whether they're on Netflix or Apple or, you know, other films that are big studio films, aren't necessarily going to participate. They're waiting for the theaters to reopen. A lot of films, too, I still have to figure out what their viability is going to be in the commercial marketplace. But the films that opted in knew this was a good opportunity to get in front of a much wider, different audience. They're films that might have gotten lost in the shuffle a little bit. So it's kind of thrilling
to
kind of present them in such a big way.
Yeah, that's all got to go into the calculation that a filmmaker makes. You were talking about opting in to do this. But, you know, you got to think about, okay, well, if I opt in now, maybe I don't get the same kind of buzz as if I hold, you know, if I hold off a little longer. Or, I mean, that's got to be part of the calculus for some of these filmmakers.
It's not buzz. It's actually economic viability. So a lot of the films are looking for distribution and so the fact that we were paying a screening fee to these filmmakers, so they are being rewarded, but it was for a screening fee for a limited online moment, which is different than if you're selling all your rights to somebody to be exposed over a number of years.
Forgive me for asking a personal question, but what sort of emotions have you been wrestling with? Because, you know, you have to cancel the festival and adjust to this new reality. But this is something, as you were saying, you've been building up to for so long.
Oh, every single emotion that there is. I mean, it's been a huge roller coaster. It's been everything. It's adrenaline. It's, you know, devastation. It's been looking for silver linings. It's been everything. And, you know, in a way, the initiatives that we've been involved in have helped being a little distracting from the fear of the unknown. I mean, so many people are out of work. The film industry is production stopped by the end of March. No films are being made currently. Movie theaters are closed. That's devastating for somebody like me whose life has been about this for, you know, 40 plus years. So, but it feels great when you take it day by day and you think about being able to share work that you love. Like in the program, these are wonderful films that people are going to be able to see. One of the films, My Darling Vivian, is about Johnny Cash's first wife. None of us know anything about her. And there's all this incredible archive footage of Johnny Cash you haven't seen before. It's great. You know, and interviews with all the daughters. You know, several of them, they're wonderful for all different reasons. Karen Bernstein is a local Texas Austin base, and sometimes she lives outside of Austin, has a film called I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. It's about a man who pass as a woman for years in the 70s and 80s, was a married in Germany, stationed in Germany, and ended up de-transitioning to live a life as a gay man. Really interesting film. And those are just two. I could go on about each one, but people will get to see them easily.
Janet, I think that there's reason for a lot of people to be excited about what's going to happen with Amazon here. But as you were talking, I began to think, could this evolve into an annual thing, maybe an annual relationship with Amazon?
We will certainly see. We'll see how it goes, and we'll see how much people like it. And, you know, we all have to think outside the box, as I said, in terms of how do we reach our audiences. There is nothing like being in a live situation with strangers and people you know and, the makers right in front of you. And really, that cannot be replaced. But in terms of supporting it, enhancing it, and diversifying, absolutely, we'll be thinking of all the ideas. And we were thrilled when Amazon called up and offered this opportunity, and we'll see how it goes.
Janet Pearson is director of film at South by Southwest. Some of the films from the 2020 festival will be streaming for free on Amazon's Prime Video through May 6th. Janet, thanks again. Nice to talk with you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.